Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Marty Smith, cattle industry president from Florida. Back with Marty in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know with all the lifestyle changes that Americans are facing right now, the beef industry is responding with some adjustments to the information they're giving consumers.
We have adjusted our marketing programs quickly to reflect a consumer and supply system that is rapidly changing, it seems, day to day. But a couple of key steps we have taken include reallocating promotional dollars from sports marketing efforts to YouTube and Google search advertising to focus in on beef's healthfulness. We want to remind people about how healthy beef is and to share recipe and cooking tips with Oklahoma consumers. While the supply issues have been considerable, we're also working through our social media to reassure consumers that our beef farmers and ranchers are continuing to raise beef for their dinner table, that ag doesn't stop.
And you can go to oklabeef.org to see how the beef industry is helping consumers plan healthy meals that include beef. That's oklabeef.org. After lawmakers and cattle industry groups have raised cane over the cattle market, USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue has indicated that they are expanding their Holcomb fire plant investigation to include COVID-19 market disruptions. One of the letters went not just to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, but to his boss, President Donald Trump. That letter came from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Their president is Florida cattle producer Marty Smith, who talked with colleague Tony St. James about the letter and the call to USDA to figure out what's wrong.
With the demand for beef that's out there, and that's one of the things that this really has shown, is people couldn't go out to eat, et cetera, eating more at home. Demand for beef has been tremendous, and people are buying it and hard time keeping it on the shelves, in fact. With that, you know, the box beef price has gone up, but the rancher is receiving less and less of that. We've seen a tremendous disparity between the live cattle market and the futures contracts. Futures market that plummeted with no direct causation other than just a fear factor of what was going on. So we're asked USDA, we've asked them to consult with Justice, and now we're asking the president himself to get involved in looking not only at that market disparity, but also to look at the futures market itself and what has been going on there and how that has adversely and really unfairly impacted ranchers all over this country, regardless of what segment, whether they're cow-calf producers, whether they're stockers, backgrounders, and particularly what it's done to our feed yards, because it's had a tremendous adverse effect on all of us. It's really not rational to look at the demand for beef and what the market should reflect and see that, in fact, ranchers are receiving less and less share of that.
Marty Smith acknowledges that the cattle industry feeling a lot of economic hurt right now, and that has helped drive the decision to send this letter to President Donald Trump.
Absolutely. That is what prompted the letter. And let me just point out that in doing a letter like this, and this is unprecedented, I mean, for us to go and air our complaints and ask President of the United States to get involved in our business, that's something that has not previously been done. And, you know, there's a lot of thought and a lot of discussion went into doing this, but this letter comes out of one of our committees, and that's where all of our policy comes from. This comes from our cattle marketing working group, and was an idea that they had, along with a few other things that we've acted on, to say it's time. It is time to take this all the way to the top. As you mentioned earlier, we have had this, and we do have this great relationship with President Trump. He has reached out to us often, and, you know, certainly we've given him support, and same time he's expressed a lot of interest in our industry and in what we do. So we have made the decision here through that committee structure and then through our executive committee with all of our staff, with all of our officer team, that we did need to take a dramatic and a very hard step forward to say that our market is not functioning properly, and it's functioning in a way where not enough of the money is getting back to the producers, to the feeders, to the core of the cattle industry that really does put that product on the table for people.
And Marty Smith mentioned one other thought to our colleague Tony St. James in their conversation about this letter to President Donald Trump. The need for President Trump to help the cattle industry figure out what's really going on in trying to determine true value of beef and the speculative nature of the futures market in this particular case definitely is not the cattleman's friend.
It certainly is part of the problem, and that's why we ask for the president to also intervene with the Commodities Futures Trading Commission to take a look at what's going on with the CME and with the cattle contracts. Again, this is uncharted territory for all of us, but it has been a tremendous problem. And, you know, and this affects all segments because it does create a sense of instability in the market. And I know I've heard the term used that trading is based on fear, not on fact. And when that happens, that adversely affects all of us. For people that are just in the business of trading, maybe they're okay with that. But when you're grassroots producers out there, as we are, you know, in agriculture, but particularly in the cattle business, whether we're cow-calf, stocker, backgrounder, purebred, feeder, any segment of that, it's tremendously adversely affected by the speculative and that fear-based mentality that's driving our market, instead of the fact that people want to buy good quality beef and they want to eat it. And they're willing to pay for it even in troubled times like this. And we've got to take some steps so that more of that share of the food bill gets back to the people that actually produce it.
Cattle industry president Marty Smith. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.